All right, so we are here once again with Christianity 101. We talked about God, we talked about the Word of God. Today we are talking about communing with God daily, and this is part of what it means to have a God, to know Him, and to walk with this God daily. So we're just going to go through a very crisp walkthrough of this topic, thinking about this topic, and then we'll finish up with some discussion this morning. Okay, so communing with God. Now, let me just begin by introducing the topic with a quote by this guy named Tim Challies. Tim Challies is a guy who writes a lot of helpful, edifying material. He's online, a good Bible teacher, and just really good on teaching about the Christian life. Listen to what he says about communing with God, walking with God daily. Listen to what he says here. Christians enjoy the unmatched privilege of walking with God. It's an unmatched privilege. It's not just a duty. It's not just a command. It's a privilege that we get to have the God of the universe and we get to walk with Him daily. Okay? Okay, and he goes on. As we proceed through life, we are meant to do so in fellowship with Creator. So God created us. The God who made us actually made us so that He made us in such a way that we are meant to walk with Him daily. So if God is here and you are walking and you just feel like you're just walking completely without God, just walking with Him, you're just living life on your own strength and living life on your own according to your own will, and you're just not walking with the Lord daily, you're actually not living the way that we are meant to live, we're created for, right? Finally, Charlie says this, there's no better way to live. There's no better way to live. Right? This is not only the right way to live, this is the best way to live. Walking with the Lord daily in our lives. School, work, friends, just going through life. We are meant to live in communion with our Creator. That's what we were made for. That's what we were saved for. Right? That's what we're reconciled to God for. Okay? Let me just walk through just a few quick points, just explaining this topic, and hopefully showing why it's such a needed thing, but also why it's such a good thing. All right. So first, walking with God actually pleases God. Walking with God actually pleases God. So I know some people just came back from a cruise, and after spending how many days was the cruise? 7 days? 9 days? Seven? Okay, after spending like a week on the cruise with the same people, let's say you're in the same room for 7 days and just hearing the same voice and just same person just every day, there comes a point you're just like, you know what, I need to go out and just have some alone time or something, right? Well, God is a God who actually enjoys us. He enjoys us walking with Him. He welcomes us to walk with Him. He wants to have us commune with Him, fellowship with Him daily. He actually enjoys us. He likes you. He enjoys us, right? Listen to what Genesis 5:24 says. Enoch, in Genesis, he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And going on in Hebrews 11:5, describing what happened to Enoch and why it happened to him. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. Okay. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. So what do we know about Enoch? Enoch was one who pleased the Lord. He was one who pleased God. How? It says he walked with the Lord daily. Walking with God is not only a privilege, it's also something that is so pleasing to the Lord. Right? Going on, walking with God also gives rest to our souls. Do we ever feel tired? And do we ever feel frustrated and angry and depressed and confused in life? You know, these are emotions that are just part of living life in a fallen world. You know, we go through those feelings. We go through those emotions and experiences. Well, walking with God daily gives us rest. Not only rest for our eyes, but rest to our souls. Listen to what it says in Matthew 11:28, and this is the way that Jesus not only offers rest, but this is how Jesus welcomes us and calls us to come to Him for that rest. Listen, He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest, and you will find rest for your what? For your souls. The God who made us, made our bodies, and the God who made our souls is the God who knows how to give us comfort and rest to deal with all the messiness that happens in this world. Right? We have a God who truly knows how to give us rest for our souls. And that's what we need. That's what we want. And we have a God who welcomes us to come to Him to find it. Right? Going on, and this is something that I hope that we can do a little bit more reflection on when it comes to life. So often we don't walk with the Lord daily because we choose to walk in sin. We choose to chase after and pursue sin, which takes us not walking with the Lord, but causes us to be damaged more and more in our relationship with the Lord, strained in that relationship, right? Listen to this next point. It says, walking with God is better than sin. Let me say that one more time. Walking with God is what? It's better than sin. So often we choose sin because we think sin is better than God. And we think that because we're foolish when we think that way. But walking with God is better than chasing sin or choosing sin. Okay, Psalm 1:1, listen to what it says. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his what? His delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Right? His obligation every day is to go and read the Bible because I have to do my daily devotion. It's my obligation. No, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on the law, he meditates day and night. This is someone who knows where to find true joy. And this is someone who knows that when you have the Word of God and you live by the Word of God and you walk with God daily, it's better. It's far better. It's far more delightful, right, than not or choosing any other thing, right? All right, so walking with God is better than sin. And we got to remember that. It's so easy to forget, right? Recently, I've been noticing that my memory is far more bad. I always had bad memory. But recently, it's like I spend like at least like 10 minutes a day looking for my keys. Again, where's my keys? I have no idea. Or like going to Costco, I have no idea where I put the cart, right? You know how when you go to Costco, you want to push the cart, but you don't want to push it everywhere. So you leave it somewhere, you go grab what you need. I have all this stuff. I have no idea. Like, I seriously do not know where the cart is, right? I'm like, oh man, my memory is so short. What's going on? How come I'm so forgetful? It's so easy to forget that God, walking with God is better than sin. We forget that almost every day, right? Almost every hour. Right? It's so easy to forget, right? But remember, walking with God is better than sin, right? Okay, now 2 points of application, which is how we walk with God daily, how we can go about pursuing this relationship with God daily. If you were to try to build a friendship, how do you build a friendship with someone that you don't know very well? Maybe you want to spend time with them. Maybe you want to go and, you know, just grab a burger with them and just hang out with them. Maybe you want to do stuff together. Maybe you want to just, if you want to truly get to know someone, right, get to know them. And know them not just on a surface level, like, oh, we like Pokemon, or we like to watch, you know, this movie, but no, I know this person. This person knows me, and we're building a relationship. How do we do that more? Well, it involves communication. It involves truly speaking and hearing and knowing someone and being known by that person and growing in love for one another, right? Listen to the final 2 points of application. Prayer. Prayer is crucial. Crucial in communing with God daily. Okay, I know this is Sunday school, and that may sound like a very Sunday school answer, but it's absolutely 1000% true. Prayer is crucial in communing with God daily. So if we're not praying, we're not truly spending quality effort in praying to the Lord. And it doesn't have to be, I'm going to sit down and pray for an hour in a chair. It can just be, you know what, as I'm driving, as I'm walking, as I'm doing my chores, as I'm going about, I'm just praying to the Lord. This one guy named Jonathan Edward once said, prayer is like breathing. The way I breathe, and I don't even think about it, that's the way I go about my day. I'm just praying. You know, whatever comes my way that day, I'm just breathing out prayers to the Lord daily. Right? That's the way prayer should be ideally. Right? Not, dear God, you know, something, 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 amen. But it's just how we live. God is there. God is omnipresent. Remember last week? God listens. God hears. And God cares. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Right? Okay. Mark 1:35. If there was one guy in the history of the world who more did not need to pray, it was not you, it's not me, it's Jesus. And yet there was one person in the history of the world who knew how much he depended daily on praying. Listen to what he says in Mark 1:35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark. What time? I don't know. 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5. It probably was already a little bit not dark. While it was still dark, rising very early in the morning. Everyone knows, Peter, John, Matthew, they were all still catching their Z's. It was still dark. Jesus rose very early in the morning. He departed, went to a desolate place. The word desolate means alone. A private place where he could have time, right? And there he what? He prayed. Jesus made time. He found the space so that he could go and spend that time and do this to pray. If Jesus felt such need to begin every day in prayer because he knew he needed to depend on prayer, and he knew that he knew the true value and worth of prayer and preciousness of time in prayer, and we feel like, I don't really need it that much. I can just do my own thing. We're not right, right? We're wrong. We're wrong in that. Jesus understood something that we do not. Okay? The verse I mentioned already, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him. Because why? Because he cares for you. Okay? Casting is kind of like, oh man, I got all this junk right here. And you just throw it into a big garbage bin. You cast it. I don't want this anymore. And you toss it away. You cast it aside. One of the most comforting things to me oftentimes is throwing something into the garbage. I see a garbage there, it's just stressing me out. Like, oh man, there's that trash there. Oh man, it's stressing me out, there's that trash there. And one of the most comforting things is throw it in the trash can and just knowing, oh, it's taken care of. Right? It's in the trash. I love throwing trash away. Here it's saying, casting all your anxiety. Just, I don't want this anymore, get this out of here. And you just cast it away. But where does it say? Cast it where? It says, cast it on me. Casting all your anxieties on him. Notice it assumes that we have anxieties in life. We have stress and pressures and burdens in life. It's assuming it. The Bible understands our lives. What are your burdens right now? Right, even right now I'm saying, how are you doing? You're like, no, how are you really doing? What are your burdens right now? Everyone has one. Everyone, maybe you have a ton right now, and it's weighing you. This is God in His Word calling us, cast all your anxieties on me. Why? Because He cares for you, right? This is prayer, right? This is prayer, right? Okay. 1 last point. Taking in what? Taking in Scripture is crucial in communing with God daily. Okay. I was hanging out with a guy yesterday. We were talking just about, man, how you doing your Bible reading? How's it going? Are you having good times in the Word? How are you reading the Word? We were talking about challenges to reading the Word. And I said this, you know what I've been doing recently? I've been listening to a very kiddie, cartoonish audio Bible. Like sound effects, you know, the Lord said, and this thunderous voice with this weird echo, and then this woman speaks, and this woman, you know, it's just very dramatic, and like all these sound effects, you know, like throughout this background music shooting in at this time, and it's very cartoonish, like Saturday morning cartoons. And I told him, I've been listening to them just every day. I'm like, you know what? Whatever it takes to get the Word of God into me. Right, whatever it takes. If having this cartoonish audio Bible gets my I'm able to concentrate and hear and to focus while I'm walking or doing some kind of cleaning, if that's what it takes, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever it takes to get the Word of God in, right? So it could be, you know, I have a set time every day. I'm gonna spend some time reading the Word. I'm gonna listen to a cartoonish audio Bible. I'm gonna get together with a friend and say every night we're gonna read this passage for 15 minutes and we're gonna hold each other accountable. Whatever it takes, we gotta be getting in. We gotta get the Word of God into us every day. All right? If we do not, there's a good chance our souls are shriveled up and like a raisin, and we're just not very strong right now. Okay, so listen to what it says, Matthew 4:4 again. Listen to the example of Christ and how much he understood the value and worth of God's word. But he answered, this is Jesus answering to Satan in the face of temptation. It is written, in other words, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. If you don't eat food for a day, oh man, I'm starving. I can't even think. I'm just so hungry, right? What do people say? I'm so hangry right now, right? I need food right now. I need food right now. Well, Jesus said, you don't just live by food. You live by God's word every day. And if you don't have food, you're dying. If you don't have God's word, you're not doing well every day, right? So prayer is crucial for communing with God daily. Taking in God's word is crucial for communing with God daily. And through this, speaking to God, hearing from God, day by day, living by the word of God, trusting in God, walking with God, that's how we grow in communing with God daily, right? It's so basic, right? It's so basic, but it's that's just how it is, and there's no way around it, right? And we need to be devoted to these things, right? Okay, let me finish up with a final quote by Tim Challies. No Christian will come to the grave. It could be 50 years, it could be 20 years, whatever it is. No Christian will come to the grave regretting that he has prayed too much, been too holy, or walked with God too closely. To the contrary, he will regret that he had not. I mean, imagine coming to the end of your life and you just think, I've wasted my life because I wasted my life pursuing all these other things. When in the end, the best thing was walking with my God daily, right? We don't want to have that regret at the end of life, right? Okay, I'm going to stop the recording now, and we will finish up with just some small group discussion.